is your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 20s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 42. For Thursday night, mostly clear with a low near 22. And Friday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 45.
Get the best value right now on a remaining new 2017 Ford truck at Voss Motors in Marysville with tremendous rebates available. Rugged capability, outstanding performance, and durability. They're all built Ford tough. Check out a new 2017 or a recent trade today at Voss Motors downtown Marysville.
New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com. This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Agriculture Lobby thought that President Trump's trade politics would spare farmers and others in agriculture, as it was the rural and red state turnout that put Trump over the top in the presidential election. Well, Trump has now threatened to issue a formal intent to withdraw from NAFTA, and agriculture can't seem to get its message through. The U.S. exports nearly $18 billion of agriculture goods to Mexico, with exports the main profit driver of agriculture, and those numbers, though, don't seem to be registering with negotiators. Kent Backus, International Trade Director for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says, to be honest with you, it's difficult because even though there's a lot of support from people within the administration, the president has made comments that obviously caused us a lot of concern. Now, that's the threat of withdrawal seems more likely rather than a bargaining tactic. There's a growing recognition that agriculture may not have put together an effective strategy to counter the threat. President of the National Association of Wheat Growers, Gordon Stoner, says the only solution may be a grassroots campaign in which farmers, ranchers, and others stand up and demand action. National Farmers Union, joining a coalition of 82 farm, rural, and consumer groups, in sending a letter to the president asking him to implement the Farmer Fair Practice Rules by executive order. The group say those rules would provide basic protections for farmers and ranchers against unfair and abusive practices as a result of consolidation in agricultural marketplaces. The letter says as a result of massive consolidation, just four meatpacking companies now control over 85% of the marketplace and 74% of pork market and over half the poultry market. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
A wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right. Remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, the one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5.
Valley Vet Supply. Rugged Power legendary Hemi engine.
This truck is the essence of hard work,
and it's built to deliver on every job.
The Ram 1500 Bighorn.
It's Ram Power Days at Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Beatrice.
Get a 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn with a Hemi right now with up to $11,000 in rebates. This beast is built to haul more than a...
Test drive one today during Ram Power Month at Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Beatrice, or online at twinriv.com.
Must finance with Chrysler Capital. See dealer for details.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A Kansas mother has been convicted of repeatedly punching another mother after their children fought. Jurors found 34-year-old Amanda Lee Gross guilty of battery in Leavenworth County. The attack happened February 2nd in Leavenworth after the victim went to Gross's house to talk about a fight their children had had that day in school. According to testimony, Gross ran out of the house and punched the woman three or four times in the face. Authorities say the victim suffered several broken bones in her face. The former Kansas Commerce Secretary has ended a congressional race days after Governor Brownback's office confirmed that he was fired partly over questions about state contracts. Antonio Suave posted a statement yesterday on his campaign's Facebook page citing family reasons for ending his bid for the GOP nomination in the 2nd Congressional District. Brownback's office said Friday that he fired Suave in June amid questions about the Department of Commerce contracts for consulting and marketing services. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information, and there's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. There's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information. 800-240-8761. When you need that information, let's see how smart your smartphone can be, or your desktop, or tablet. Call QT Market Center at 800-240-8761.
Okay, the thing about Macy's Veterans Day sale, perfect timing.
Like getting an extra 10 to 20% off with our Macy's card or savings pass?
Exactly. Or incredible specials on things we really need now.
Coats and sweaters from my favorite brands.
Cardigans, shoes, and boots for me.
Kitchen electrics.
Diamond rings, an extra 40% off.
Is that a hint?
I'm just saying, perfect timing.
You just set me up, didn't you?
Macy's Veterans Day sale. Savings off sale price. Exclusions apply, including specials.
The Black Student Union at Kansas State University is calling for criminal charges to be filed against a 21-year-old black man who defaced his own car with racist graffiti in what he described as a Halloween prank that got out of hand. The group released a statement saying it was appalled by the false report. Police said that Dontarius Williams had admitted that the incident was a prank. The Black Student Union is urging Riley County authorities to reconsider charges against Williams. Advocates for victims of sex trafficking in Kansas say they're pleased that federal prosecutors are searching for traffickers, but they are upset that two people convicted of sex trafficking this week in Topeka received relatively light sentences. 43-year-old Frank Boswell of Topeka was sentenced to 3 years and 10 months in prison for conspiracy to commit sex trafficking. And 34-year-old Rachel Flenkin, also of Topeka, was placed on 3 years of supervised release for three crimes related to the sex trafficking ring run by Boswell out of a strip club in Lawrence. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Here's a tech tip from Blue Valley Telecommunications. Do you know what bandwidth is, or megabytes? Bandwidth is the amount of information your internet connection can move. It's described in megabytes or megs. How much bandwidth you need depends upon how many devices you have and what you're going to use your internet for. Your bandwidth speed is split when it enters into your house. If you have only a 5-meg connection with 5 users, each user could end up getting only 1 meg, which can cause things to load really slowly. If you have questions about your speed, give us a call, 877-876-1228.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A South Central Nebraska man accused of injuring his 2-month-old daughter has taken a plea deal. Court records say that 21-year-old Dalton Howard of Upland pled guilty last week in Franklin County District Court to attempted intentional child abuse. Prosecutors had lowered the charge in exchange for Howard's plea. His sentencing is scheduled for January 9th. Organizers are abandoning an effort to recall Bellevue City Councilman Pat Shannon. The effort was dropped after it became clear the organizers would not get the needed 6,600 signatures by the November 14th deadline. The recall effort began after several issues involving Shannon surfaced, including a vote by the city council earlier this year to condemn and tear down an eyesore car wash that he owns. Berkshire Hathaway's Benbridge jeweler chain has named a new president to help replace a retiring top executive. Lisa Bridge has been promoted to President and Chief Operating Officer. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting election results from Tuesday's ballot, Marysville Mayor Carla Grun was reelected for a second term, defeating Rick Shane with two-thirds of the vote. Bobby Pippia uncontested for Ward 1 City Council. Terry Hughes unseated Keith Bikeman for Ward 2. Hughes with 57%, Bikeman 37% of the vote. In Ward 3, Jason Barnes unseated Vicki Gross. Barnes with 74%, Gross with 21% of the vote. In Ward 4, Diane Schroller defeats Kyle Bargman. Schroller with 55%, Bargman 45%. Again, Marysville Mayor Carla Grund is reelected, with new council members Bobby Pippia, Terry Hughes, Jason Barnes, and Diane Schroller. For Marysville, USD 364 School Board incumbent Chris Denner wins position 4. Denner wins with nearly two-thirds of the vote. Pam Dankenbrink is uncontested for position 5. Kevin O'Neill wins the writing contest for position 6. With 70% of the votes, Jim Swim Jr. with 30%. USD 380 voters again soundly rejected a bond issue, with two-thirds voting no. The $1.35 million proposal would have funded safety and security measures at the Frankfort, Centralia, and Vermilion schools. A previous $8.25 million proposal was defeated by a slightly larger margin, over 70% in August. Again, the USD 380 bond issue was defeated. 709 no and 342 yes votes between Marshall and Nemahaw counties. The question drew 65% no votes in Marshall and 54% no votes in Nemahaw County. Blue Valley Randolph passed a school bond issue of $4.1 million with 57% voting in favor. Pottawatomie County voters approved a 1% sales tax with 76% voting for the measure. In other Marshall County contested races, for USD 498 Valley Heights School Board, Sharon Osborne with 60% of the vote defeats Jeffrey McCullough. Robert Chase is elected to position 5 as an announced write-in candidate. Top 3 were elected for Blue Rapids City Council. Liz Miller with 24%, Clayton Reed 21%, and Robert Repke with 16% of the ballots. Brian Smith wins over John Horrigan for Frankfort Mayor by a mere 2 votes, 100-98. That race subject to canvas of the ballots. Josh Stout wins over Don King for Waterville Mayor with 2/3 of the vote. And Rich Anderson and Alex Nolte are elected to council with 41% and 37% of the ballots cast. There were relatively few contested races in Washington County, with a number of write-ins delaying the final numbers Tuesday evening. Kevin Elliott defeated Twyla LaCure in a contest of announced write-in candidates for USD 108, Washington County School Board. Elliott took 75% of write-ins. Nick Sedevy and Carolyn Moore are the top two among five candidates filed for Barnes City Council and are elected along with a write-in, Kyle Hughes taking the third open seat. John McGrath wins Greenleaf Mayor, Les Spence Lynn Mayor, and Steve Zinger had a mayor by write-ins with no filed candidates. John Redding and Tyler Herz are the apparent write-in winners for Lynn City Council. Kevin Berman and Frank Huckett elected by write-in for Greenleaf City Council. Jerry Brown and Mark Novak are also write-ins elected to Haddam City Council. Scott Romeiser, Chris Roskelly, and Jim Grover, the apparent winners of three open council seats in Morrowville with no filed candidates. All of these are unofficial results subject to final tally and canvas of the ballots. The Kester House Museum will be open for Tea with the Author Wednesday and Thursday afternoons 4 until 6 p.m. Sarah Morrison, a Kester heir who wrote memoirs of a Charles Kester house, will have her books available and will sign books as well. Wednesday and Thursday, 4 until 6, at the Kester House Museum in Marysville. City of Marysville is planning a celebration for Arbor Day, planting a cypress tree between the two parking lots at the swimming pool Thursday afternoon at 2. The public encouraged to attend. Eugene E. Gene Rosebaugh, age 95, of Barnes, passed away Sunday. Memorial service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses in Marysville. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Gene Rosebaugh. Edgar Dick Cromie, age 101, of Bremen, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Hermansburg Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Bremen. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Wednesday, 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Edgar Dick Cromie. Marie E. Kruger, age 92, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will receive friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Marie Kruger.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, looking at the surface map, we do have a high pressure system across the central parts of the plains, which is going to bring us quiet weather and sunny skies as we head throughout the rest of the day. And it looks like we'll see quiet weather for tonight. We do have a cold front that's going to sweep down from the north. It's not going to bring us any precipitation. It just looks like we're going to see cooler temperatures as we head into Thursday night. Otherwise, dry weather through the end of the week. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Wednesday, sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 20s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. As into Thursday, we'll have sunny skies, high at 42. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low near 22. For Friday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 49. Friday night, mostly cloudy. We'll see temperatures at 39 degrees. That's Look at Your Forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature early November 59, record high on this date 79 in 2001. The average low 37, the record low is 8 degrees in 1991. Sunset this evening 5:14, sunrise in the morning at 6:59.
Many of us stock our medicine cabinets before cold and flu season, but maybe we should stock the spice rack too. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 8th, the 312th day of the year. Singers Patti Page and Bonnie Raitt were born on this day. Does your kitchen spice rack have what it takes to battle cold and flu season? Three spices in particular are known for their healing or curative properties. Turmeric is a powerhouse of anti-inflammatory and antioxidant proteins. Add some to your eggs or rice to give your immune system a boost. Thyme is well known for antimicrobial and antiseptic properties and is easily incorporated into recipes. And if the flu bug should sneak past your defenses, keep some ginger root handy. Ginger tea is a time-tested remedy for queasy tummies. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about home remedies at almanac.com.
It's the Reflections Hallmark Holiday Open House, now through Friday. Get 30% off select Hallmark gifts, buy one, get one half off boxed holiday cards, the best selection of Hallmark ornaments in Northeast Kansas, and cozy winter accessories. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville is now open 7 days a week, including 9:30 to 5 on Saturdays and 1 to 5 on Sundays. You don't want to miss the Holiday Open House.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. How about some news from the Kansas City Royals? The Royals have promoted Terry Bradshaw to hitting coach and Cal Aldred to pitching coach as part of a series of moves to manager Ned Yost's coaching staff. Vance Wilson will oversee the bullpen. Pedro Grifol will continue to oversee catchers, and Mike Gershell will handle third base duties. Matt Meyer will be the new first base coach. In other baseball news, this on the tragic side, authorities have confirmed that former Major League Baseball pitcher Roy Halladay died in a plane crash in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Florida. Pasco County Sheriff Chris Noko said during a news conference that Halladay's Icon A5 went down about noontime yesterday near Halladay, Florida. He retired in 2013 after 12 seasons with the Toronto Blue Jays. He leaves behind a wife and two sons. Mid-America Network Sports.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Did I mention that Liberty Mutual saved us almost $800 when we switched our auto and home insurance?
Liberty did what?
Mm-hmm. It gave us a little extra cushion in our budget, which we used to upgrade Billy's football pads.
He's got a little extra cushion, all right.
Nobody's going to hurt my baby.
Mom, I can't move.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can save $782 when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Okay, the thing about Macy's Veterans Day sale, perfect timing.
Like getting an extra 10 to 20% off with our Macy's Card or Savings Pass?
Exactly. Or incredible specials on things we really need now.
Coats and sweaters from my favorite brands.
Cardigans, shoes, and boots for me.
Kitchen electrics.
Diamond rings, an extra 40% off.
Is that a hint?
I'm just saying, perfect timing.
You just set me up, didn't you?
Macy's Veterans Day Sale. Savings off sale price. Exclusions apply, including specials.
The number 4 Kansas Jayhawks wrapped up their exhibition schedule last night, beating Fort Hays State University 86-57. Devontae Graham scored 27 points on 8 of 12 shooting to lead the Jayhawks while adding 8 assists. The Tigers did keep it close the first half, trailing at intermission by just 38-33. Hadley Gillum and Brady Worth led the Tigers with 14 points apiece. The Jayhawks open up their season this coming Friday night against Tennessee State at 8 o'clock on ESPNU. The most heartwarming new tradition in college football can be found at Iowa. It's called the wave. At the end of the first quarter, everyone inside Kinnick Stadium is encouraged to turn and wave to the young patients watching the game in the nearby Children's Hospital. The idea was sparked in June by a fan, and it's become a beloved part of every game day. Scott Turner's the executive director of the hospital. He says it provides a sense of normalcy for patients and their loved ones. Mid-America Network Sports.
Three area teams advance in the postseason football playoffs. Hanover travels to Caldwell. Friday kickoff at 5:30. We'll have the live broadcast on KNDY FM 95.5. Centralia hosts Pittsburgh St. Mary's Colgan Friday at 6. Marysville entertains Cheney Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. kickoff, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. All of our broadcast games streaming on our website as well at KNDYRadio.com.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only, new customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it's the holiday open house at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop in the Treasure Chest in Frankfurt. Come to Elsie Grace's for new clothing and accessories, food tastings, fudge, and a prize drawing. Open until 8 on Thursday. Then stop next door at the Treasure Chest for wreaths and swags of holiday greenery and decorative picks for a holiday touch anywhere. It's the holiday open house you won't want to miss at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop and the Treasure Chest in Frankfurt starting Thursday.
Whether you like them sweet or sour, mild or spicy, stock up on a few jars of pickles and celebrate National Pickle Day November 14th. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Cucumbers, as well as other fruits and vegetables, have been pickled in salty brine as a means of long-term preservation for thousands of years. You can find references to them in the Bible, Shakespeare's writing, and pickles are said to be one of Cleopatra's beauty secrets. The pickling process can also increase the nutritional value and ease digestion of certain foods. During fermentation, some vitamins are produced or become more concentrated. Kimchi, the Korean pickled cabbage dish, was found to contain more vitamins than unfermented cabbage. After celebrating, you may decide to grow a few extra cucumbers, peppers, or cabbage next season and try your hand at pickling. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties. Track and record your garden with photos and notes. Share on Facebook and Twitter. And so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
You most likely know this football player, not for what he did on the gridiron, but instead for what he said just before he died. His story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. It's a movie, and one particular line, for that matter, that people still know today.
Ronald Reagan played the role of Gip in Newt Rockne All-American. The film is based on Newt Rockne's life, but Gip played a big role in it. And Ron Reagan was the guy who played the role of the Gipper, as he became known.
Bob Urkla is speaking of George Gipp, famed Notre Dame football player. Ronald Reagan portrayed Gipp's last days in the movie Newt Rockne, All-American.
Someday when the team's up against it, the brakes are beating the boys. Ask them to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Gipper.
But Bob says the win one for the Gipper line perhaps took some liberties with what Gipp said to Coach Rockne just before his death.
When I heard it from other former teammates, it just seemed so out of character for Gipp to say something like that. Of course, you don't know. Somebody's on his deathbed. That can change.
8 years after Gipp's death, Notre Dame was losing to undefeated Army. Rockne's halftime speech recalled the Gipper's words.
The speech was definitely made in the locker room at halftime of that Army-Notre Dame game. Now, whether that was his version of what Gipp told him or not, I guess we never really will know.
And the movie in 1940 solidified the line. When Reagan later became president, his win one for the Gipper continued to keep Gipp's football career in people's minds.
But George, just one personal request. Go out there and win one for the Gipper.
I think they were good for each other. Ronald Reagan, his career was helped a lot by playing George Gipp. And George Gipp, 20 years after his death, also now became well known.
People still come here to Gipp's hometown and visit the grave of an All-American football player whose words were immortalized by a president. Traveling the countryside in Calumet, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
As you bring firewood inside this winter, there may be hitchhikers. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Most insects living in the wood are only a nuisance, but there are ways to keep them out as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
When the winter winds start blowing, we bring firewood inside to burn and help keep us warm. Unfortunately, there may be insects in the wood that are more than happy to share our cozy space. Jonathan Larson is an extension entomologist at the University of Nebraska. He says there are two ways that bugs are attracted to firewood. Some of them just hide out between the cracks, but others are living in it full time, such as wood-boring beetles.
They'll come out as adults, and people usually become startled. They're afraid that these borers or these beetles will then infest their furniture around their house, and I'm happy to say that that won't happen. You don't have to worry about that. The other ones are going to be things like spiders, smaller beetles, wood roaches, the roly-polies, the pill bugs. And as you bring it in, you warm them up in your house, and then they start to crawl around, and it freaks a lot of people out.
Don't panic. Just grab the vacuum cleaner and suck them up. It is possible to prevent bugs from hanging out in your firewood, at least most of them.
You should try and stack it up and maybe cover it up with a tarp or maybe have a little container that you put the wood into. Keeping it dry definitely makes it less attractive to the things like the roly-polies and the spiders and stuff like that. It won't do much to deter the beetles that may already be in the wood, babies that are developing and turning into adults, but it definitely will help cut down on the others.
Try not to stack the wood pile directly on the ground. Only bring in wood as needed and use the oldest wood first. Larson does not recommend treating firewood with insecticide. It's useless because the bugs are sheltered within the wood, and if you burn the treated logs, harmful vapors are released into the house. Find more tips for keeping bugs out of the woodpile at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
Turning the clock back 100 years or so to a time when farmers got low prices and consumers paid high prices. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Are you turning every stone to find ways to get the most out of your fields? Looking for the latest products along with expert advice, seasoned by years of experience? If your goal is to earn more from every acre this year, turn to your DuPont Crop Protection team for the right portfolio of products to help you maximize the value of your fields. When your fields are facing pressure from insects, weeds, and diseases, reach out to your DuPont Crop Protection team. They can help you customize a program from DuPont's broad portfolio of proven solutions. So what are you waiting for? It's strong protection you can depend on from the people you can lean on. Contact your DuPont Crop Protection sales professional today to start planning your strategy for producing a healthy harvest next fall. DuPont Crop Protection, together with you in the pursuit of performance.
The problem of markets is a phrase used to describe a situation in early 20th century agriculture. Tom Oakey teaches history at Kennesaw State University in Georgia.
Farmers were producing more than they ever had, and yet they were getting less for their production. And at the same time, in the cities, you had people complaining about the increasing costs of all these goods. You know, laws of supply and demand should say more supply means lower prices. But it was the opposite.
Oakey says farmers and consumers were not happy.
There's something especially wrong about cheating farmers on the one hand who do this honest toil with the earth, you're dealing with a product that's essential to human life. So then to cheat the consumer on the other end seems also particularly nefarious.
Who is to blame? Oakey says the middlemen. Reforms followed, and I'll cover that tomorrow. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Government Accountability Office will investigate an appearance by EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt in a video by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Pruitt appeared earlier this year in a promotional video against the EPA Waters of the U.S. rule. In the video, Pruitt called for public comments in favor of repealing the rule. The GAO had been asked to check if Pruitt violated laws on the use of appropriated funds for lobbying and publicity or propaganda purposes and the Anti-Deficiency Act. In August, critics and so-called government experts suggested that the video makes EPA seem like it's not really open-minded and that the public participation doesn't really matter. In the video, NCBA suggests the viewers take action and tell EPA to kill WOTUS. USDA nominee Bill Northey says he expects the hold on his nomination will be resolved, but in the meantime, he's fulfilling his duties in Iowa. During a speech last week, he said he's not bothered by his current situation, saying that until the political skirmish is settled, his days are, for the most part, consumed with being the Iowa Secretary of Agriculture. Northey is in the midst of his presumed last tour of Iowa agriculture. As the state's ag secretary, he's visited more than 80 counties. Northey's nomination as USDA Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Agricultural Services by President Trump is being held up by an oil state senator, Ted Cruz of Texas. He is demanding a meeting with the Trump administration over the renewable fuel standard, a perceived retaliation after ethanol-producing states convinced the administration to drop a couple of proposals they claim would weaken the RFS. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
City wheat after a tough morning. December corn is up a half a cent at 348 and a quarter. March is unchanged at 361. Later months are all up by fractions. December Kansas City wheat a quarter cent higher at 426 and three quarters. March up a quarter cent at 444. Soybeans have been bouncing around in the morning, but they straighten out and seem to be doing a little better now. November beans up a half a cent at 986 and a half. January beans up one and a quarter at 997 and a quarter. December soybean meal is down 50 cents at 315 even. Jan bean meal is down 50 cents at 317.20. December bean oil up 24 points at 35.26. January's up 23 at 35.41. So things, for the most part, look good in the soy complex. A whole different story when we start looking at livestock. Things in the livestock complex are struggling mightily. December live cattle down 182 at 122.80. Feb down 175 at 128.62. Later months are all down by well over a dollar. November feeders down 202 at 157.85. January feeders down 307 at 157.45. Later months there are down by more than $2. So not a lot of prettiness in cattle so far here on Wednesday. December hogs down 37 at 63.55. February hogs down 92 at 69.95. So kind of an ugly day across the livestock complex. The cotton numbers are much, much better. December cotton is up 57 at 68.64. March cotton up 48 points at 68.94. We haven't seen that in several days, so it's good to see some plus signs with cotton. Crude oil bounced around, back down now. December crude down 56 cents at 56.64. January crude is down 50 cents at 57.86. And the gold markets are up. December gold is up $9, currently at $12.84.80 an ounce. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Don't miss the 2017 Clem McSpadden National Finals Steer Roping, November 10th and 11th at the Kansas Star Arena. Tickets will be hard to find when the PRCA's top steer ropers throw at PRCA Gold. See this year's field made up of the sport's greatest ropers battling to put their name in the history books over the two-day championship. Get your tickets for $25 at KansasStarCasino.com or Ticketmaster.com. The Clem McSpadden National Finals Steer Roping, 7:30 p.m. November 10th and 11th at the Kansas Star Arena.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunin, and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility liner trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, saluting the American star in agriscience, a young lady from Ohio. After this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
This young lady, Krista Beck of Archbold, Ohio, started her process of learning in agriculture in third grade. Since that time, she has raised broilers and layers to sell meat and egg products to local customers in the Ohio area. Now, she got older and joined FFA. She developed a supervised agricultural experience that would look into the health of poultry. But what started as research to assist her with personal production goals soon developed into a project with a vastly larger scope. It focused on U.S. and global poultry production and welfare. Her work began when she was in ninth grade and started looking closely into broiler production factors and exactly how the birds grew. She also learned how to determine meat quality, and by her senior year, Beck was investigating alternative methods for replacing antibiotics. She said, "I was looking into the gut health of the chick. I was looking into the microbiology of chickens and doing probiotic research." And in her lab trials, Beck has been testing different types of bacteria to determine their viability and to increase and improve her poultry production. This research has earned her top honors as she has been named the 2017 American Star in Agriscience. She is currently studying at Mississippi State University and plans to return to the industry as a poultry veterinarian. And she credits her advisor and FFA alumni for helping her and inspiring her interest. She also says, "FFA helped me with leadership skills and with public speaking, a very beneficial program for me, and brought her to this top national honor." Back with a final word after this message.
If you've got a newer truck or tractor, you may need a newer diesel fuel. That's because newer engines operate under such extreme heat and pressure, they can actually cook your fuel, causing power loss, clogged filters, even engine failure. The solution is simple. Cenex Premium Diesel with a special additive package formulated for the rugged demands of today's diesel engines. Want better running equipment? Get a better running diesel.
Investing in our owner's success.
Again, congratulations to Krista Beck, American star in agriscience. Tomorrow, we meet the star farmer. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
There will be a land auction for the William C. Cutting Trust, Friday, November 10th. 157 acres in Marshall County, more or less, located a half mile east of Vermilion between Stone Road and Highway 9. This farm has traditionally been used as a stock farm, approximately 30 acres of grazing. For details, go online to jhorrigan.com or contact Joe Horrigan Realty and Auction. This land auction for the William Cutting Trust, Friday, November 10th, begins at 10 a.m. at the Frankfurt American Legion.
Seed banks hold the genetic keys to the future success of agriculture and also play a big role in keeping you healthy on Successful Farming Radio. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for ourselves, for us all. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months. Now through December 31st, 2017. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
With just a few exceptions, almost all the crops that we enjoy today come from other countries. 20 seed banks around the United States conserve plant genetic resources that are valuable for research and education, crop improvement, and food security. Candace Gardner is the manager of the seed bank in Ames, Iowa, which was the first organized seed bank established in the United States in 1947. She says they were started because our country had very few crop genetic resources that were indigenous.
We want genetic and geographic representation to capture the genetic diversity available. So for maize, we would have maize from all over Latin America, from Southeast Asia, from Africa. And we maintain these, we regenerate them using controlled pollination methods so that we retain their original genetic profile.
Gardner says about a fourth of their collection is distributed every year to educators and researchers all over the world who look for specific traits and qualities that can be useful in variety improvement, such as disease or stress resistance. She says the seed banks are also playing an important role in cutting-edge ways to keep us healthy.
They're investigating various species for treatment of diabetes or for use as antifungals and antimicrobials. There's all sorts of investigations going on as we learn how to combine research tools, research technologies that weren't available to us even a decade ago. So it's pretty exciting.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about seed banks in the United States and around the world at agriculture.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the 2017 Chevy Silverado pickups, a couple of 1500 model four-wheel drive and crew cab and double cab, 2500 model four-wheel drive crew cab, and the new 2017 and 2018 Colorado four-wheel drives in extended cab and crew cab short box at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. President Trump's aggressive trade strategy of threatening to pull out of existing agreements without big concessions to the United States is being both defended and criticized in farm circles. President Trump is again taking a hard line with U.S. trading partners in Asia after first dumping TPP, now threatening to ditch NAFTA. It's a strategy that many, especially in heavily trade-dependent agriculture and in states won by the president, scratching their heads. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue says,
obviously, the president has his own negotiating style, and in writing the art of the deal in real estate in New York, he was convinced that the other people on the other side of the table had to be persuaded that you were willing to walk away from the deal in order to get the best deal. His heart is for the best deal for America. I'm persuaded of that. And I think in the end, we'll get that. I think there may be some bumpy, anxious moments in between. But I believe the president is absolutely committed to getting the best NAFTA deal for the United States as well as our other trade partners.
But Senate Republican Chuck Grassley, who met with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer last week, is raising red flags that the White House may invoke a NAFTA withdrawal procedure, doing grave damage to U.S. agriculture.
Lighthizer gets it, agreed that losing NAFTA would have a very negative impact on farm sector. And his admitting that makes me wonder why they're tends to be such an aggressive approach that might harm agriculture from taking everybody to the brink of these talks. And they aren't to the brink yet, but they're getting darn close.
In the meantime, President Trump took a hard line on trade in Japan at the start of the week, scolding his hosts for the massive trade deficits the U.S. has with Japan. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Don't miss the 2017 Clem McSpadden National Finals Steer Roping, November 10th and 11th at the Kansas Star Arena. Tickets will be hard to find when the PRCA's top steer ropers throw at PRCA Gold. See this year's field made up of the sport's greatest ropers battling to put their name in the history books over the two-day championship. Get your tickets for $25 at KansasStarCasino.com or Ticketmaster.com. The Clem McSpadden National Finals Steer Roping, 7:30 p.m. November 10th and 11th at the Kansas Star Arena.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. For a limited time, quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil are just $3.49. Plus, choose from a full line of filters to go with your oil change. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details, valid now through November 29th.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Cybersecurity takes center stage on Capitol Hill.
4 years after the Yahoo data breach affected 3 billion accounts, the former CEO, Melissa Mayer, tells Congress they still don't know how it happened.
To this day, we, as I understand it, still have not been able to identify the intrusion that led to that theft.
In her comments, Mayer blamed Russian hackers and apologized to users for Yahoo's inability to protect them from these cyber attacks. After initially refusing to testify voluntarily, Mayer was subpoenaed by the Senate Commerce Committee to answer questions. Lana Zak, ABC News, Washington.
House and Senate Democrats say last night's big election wins mean they could take back majorities in the House and Senate, as Democrats won governorships in New Jersey and Virginia, and a number of mayoral races across the country. It was also a big night for diversity.
This election also proved to be a night of firsts for many minorities. Seattle elected its first lesbian mayor.